Constitutional Conversation.
You don't have to run manhunt. You can trust all your investors.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are today continuing our sermon series, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? And this is in the wake of two hurricanes coming through Florida. And we know that there was a declaration of a state of emergency and natural disaster. And what happens when this happens is it sets in motion a procedure where federal dollars can come in to help out people who are in need. But we look to the Bible because God created government. You see, God created you. And because he created you, you are then subject to his commandments. This is the very reason why those who don't believe that God has created the heavens and the earth, this is the primary reason. In fact, it was the reason that Charles Darwin came up with the idea of evolution. And yet, when we look at the complexity of the universe, the complexity of our bodies, it is highly unlikely. In fact, almost impossible, if not really, it is impossible that nothing could create everything by an explosion and then random chance and genetic mutation. Really, just in science and in history, in what we can actually observe, what we have observed with genetic mutations, they always lead to further problems. They don't lead to something that's better. They actually lead to something that's worse. We'll go over that in another sermon. But because God did create us, we are then subject to his commandments. The same is true for governments. Because God created governments, then governments are subject to God and his principles. And in fact, when governments violate his commandments, they are then turned over to his wrath. And that's why you see, in fact, the Bible even talks about, we've talked about this, that the land actually vomits forth its inhabitants. So when you start seeing floods, and when you start seeing hurricanes, when you start seeing natural disasters, when you start seeing tornadoes, when you start seeing wildfires, these are examples of creation that is groaning and has been subjected to our futility, to our sin, not willingly, but because God has subjected creation, because there are some that will repent and God is having mercy. But there reaches a point where the land is polluted, and what you actually have is you have God's judgment in the form of creation rebelling against the land, or rebelling against the wickedness, and creation rising up to expel the wicked. And so when we look at the Bible, and we have talked in previous weeks, if you've missed those sermons, you can actually go to our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center, our church YouTube channel, and you can actually watch those previous sermons. But when we look at the Bible, and we see that God actually never advocates taking money from some or taking money from everyone and giving money to some, or taking money from some and giving it to another group. Never advocates. And really what we're talking about in America, we're not even talking about taking money from everyone and giving it to some. What we're really talking about is we're borrowing money. Whenever we're spending more than is coming in, we're borrowing money. And so what you actually see is we're actually taking money from future generations who then will have to pay back what is being spent on natural disasters in current generations. But in the Bible, we only see one example of government intervention, and that was in a natural disaster, and that was the 7 years of plenty in the land of Egypt, followed by 7 years of famine. And Joseph, who was the wisest man at the time, was over that. He oversaw that. And even with a wise, godly man in oversight of that, you actually saw free people become slaves at the end. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended his life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Answer your computer questions. You can get your computer and your technical questions answered. And we are live. I got both streams working, connected to both studios. Things are working really well here today. And of course, if you have computer questions, computer problems, if you have technical questions, maybe you even have questions about what we talked about last week or the week before when we were talking about how to make sure you, when you buy a new computer, that you don't buy a new computer or that's slower than what you already have, or that is inadequate, that doesn't have enough storage space. So So, you know, that's what we're here for. That's what we want to help you with. And we can help you with your computer and your technical questions. You can get those questions answered right now. And, you know, this is what we want to help you with. We want to help you resolve your computer issues, resolve your technical issues. Just shared the live stream over on Twitter, and be sharing it later on Facebook as well. We want to really help you. Let me get my camera over there on Facebook so people can see me. We want to help you resolve those computer problems, and this is what we do every single day here at A Faster PC. We help our customers and resolve computer problems. We help them with technology issues. And one of the things that we'll probably talk about today, if we have enough time, because you dictate, you know, if you have questions, they don't have to be on any particular topic, just computers or technology, and we'll put you on the show. We'll answer your questions, and you know, so that may take us in a different direction. But if you are getting a new computer right now, chances are that new computer is going to have Windows 11, and Windows 11 is a little bit different. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about what Windows 11 is, how it works, and how you can navigate that. We'll be looking at that just a little bit here, and showing you really, you know, I've actually been holding off. I haven't. Those of you that have been listening the last few weeks, you know that I just got a new computer. I've been holding off setting with some settings so that I can actually show you on this show how to make those settings, how you can actually customize Windows 10 to look, or Windows 11 to be a little bit more user friendly, because the navigation is different. And we'll be going over that in this show, and we'll be also answering your computer questions and your computer, you know, hopefully helping you with your computer and your technical issues. One of the things that I just wanted to go over a little bit is, and I didn't go over this last week, is with the decision to get a new computer or not. One of the things that I look for, and the reason that I actually bought my new computer, is my old one was not quite keeping up with everything that I needed it to do, especially streaming. So when I stream, I'm connecting to two different studios through Skype, and Skype doesn't use a huge amount of resources, but it does use some resources. I'm also connecting to two different streaming platforms. I'm connecting I'm connecting to Facebook and also to YouTube, and those are both through OBS Studio. And OBS Studio is, in fact, my son needed to record a video last week, and he's going through computers and he's trying to download software and you know, he's trying to download software on one of my computers, and I have some certain security software that was preventing some certain things from happening. And I asked him, well, what are you trying to do? And he said, well, I'm trying to record my screen. I said, well, why didn't you just tell me? Because I have OBS Studio here. You can just use that. But anyway, OBS Studio does take some CPU and some RAM. And also, you also have the browser that I use, which is I use Firefox, which is connected to both studios, or both Facebook and YouTube, and that uses up some resources, some CPU resources. And I actually did tweak my settings in OBS to reduce the CPU load, but you know, my computer, you don't have to understand all the technical aspects of it, but my computer was having a difficult time keeping up. I also was running into issues with with my power adapter. I was running into issues with my wireless network, and really the network in general. And that computer, I really needed to do a clean install of Windows. I haven't done a clean install of Windows because I have software on there that's working, and it is still a backup. But it wasn't really keeping up. And I actually would have replaced my computer 2.5 years ago. That's when I was first starting to think about replacing my computer. But one of the things that I was looking at back then, of course, we were going through, what were we going through then? The government made everything shut down. And really, this wasn't just our government. Governments around the world, including China and Japan and Taiwan, where a lot of these components are made, Malaysia, the Philippines, a lot of these components are made over in Asia. And really, there was a supply shortage, and prices were going up on computers and computer components because of that. And there was also a scarcity of some things. And one of the things that I looked at, I did, like we showed last week on last week's show, I actually went to cpu.userbenchmark.com and did a comparison of my processor versus the processors that were out there. And certainly a new computer would have been faster, but it wasn't significantly faster. And I wasn't seeing significant improvements in some of the other features. Roll that back, and now 2.5 years has passed. Some of the supply chain issues have resolved themselves, at least on computer parts. And now, having said that, when I ordered my laptop, I did actually wait about, 2 or 3 weeks to get this laptop in. So that was a little bit of a challenge to know you're getting a new laptop that is going to be much faster than the one you already have and more capable than the one you already have, but then you have to wait 2 or 3 weeks, and they actually were projecting that I wasn't going to get this laptop until like December 6th, which isn't even here yet. So thankfully I didn't have to wait that long, but I did see significant improvements in what I was going to be able to get from the CPU, which does all the mathematical calculations. Everything that happens on a computer's mathematical calculations. I was also able to get a faster wireless. That's a big thing. I was able to actually get a wireless 6, an AX chipset. And so you guys may remember last year when we switched routers. I don't know, it might have been a year and a half ago. We switched routers at my house and at my business from a wireless 4. First at my house, we went to a wireless 5, and then we went to a wireless 6. You may recall at that time that we had a significant, I was having about 33% frame drops, and I was only streaming to Facebook back then. I wasn't streaming to Facebook and YouTube. I was having about 30 to 33% frame drops at 30 frames per second, which is what the eye can see. Well, when I switched over to Wi-Fi 5, those went down to significantly. But then when I switched to Wi-Fi 6, they went down to 0. In fact, right now, if you're watching on the stream, you can see my dropped frames, 0 dropped frames. I've been streaming for 18 minutes, over 18 minutes, and I have not just 0% or 1%, I have 0 dropped frames. Out of all the frames that it sent, 30 frames per second for over 18 minutes, 0 dropped frames. So I saw a significant improvement in the system. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here, we're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Right, you do, and we are back, ready to answer your computer and your technology questions, ready to help you resolve any issues that you might have. And one thing that I did want to just go over is before, if you're thinking about buying a new computer, maybe you even already have bought a new computer, really one thing you should do before considering buying a new computer is to ask yourself, does your current computer meet your needs? Or also, could your current computer be upgraded so that it actually would be fast enough? In fact, significantly faster than what you have right now. And if you have a platter hard drive and your processor is fast enough and you have enough RAM, chances are, in fact, if you don't have enough RAM in a lot of cases, in fact, in most cases, although some computers have soldered RAM and you can't add any, they don't have any slots, you can't add any RAM, but many computers have RAM slots that you can actually add additional RAM. A lot of computers have fast enough processors, but quite often, if you bought your computer a few years ago, chances are you got a platter hard drive. That platter hard drive actually has platters that move. Let me see. I know somewhere here, I actually have a platter drive that I might be able to actually show you if I can find it. I can't really find it right now, what a platter drive is, there's metal platters that spin around inside the drive at 5,400 RPM, 7,200 RPMs. Some server hard drives might go at 10,000 or even 15,000 RPMs. But really, you have an arm that moves back and forth that gets the data. It's a slow way of getting your data, and it's the slowest, it's the biggest bottleneck on a computer, and really switching that over to an SSD drive just does wonders for your performance. And one of the things that we see quite often, I'll switch over to a full screen, and again, I'm going to verbally describe this for those that are listening on our Facebook page, listening on the radio. If you're at Facebook or YouTube and you're not driving down the road, we don't suggest that you actually watch a Faster PC radio and a Faster PC Live technical support if you're driving down the road. But if you're actually where you can watch it, that's great. And if you're not, you can watch this later on. But what we're going to do is actually bring up a task manager. You can do that. One of the easiest ways to do that on a computer, hold down the control and the shift key, and then hit the escape key. So what I do is I use the left keys. I just hold down the control and the shift, and then I press escape. That brings up the task manager. Now, what you're going to want to look for is you're going to want to look for specifically when this brings it up. By the way, if it comes up and it only shows you like one program or two programs and it has a little thing that says show more detail, then click on that because that'll bring you to a new window. Now, I'm showing this in Windows 11. The view is a little bit different. These various categories that you see across the side on Windows 11 are across the top on Windows 10. And this is the default view. You'll look, first of all, at the CPU. Again, that's what's doing the mathematical calculations. You'll also look at the memory, which is your RAM. That's your temporary memory. Everything that happens in a computer, all your operating system, when you turn on the computer, certain parts of your operating system are loaded into RAM. If you open up a website through a web browser like Google Chrome or Edge or Firefox, that actually opens in RAM. If you're working on a document, the program that you're working on that in is in RAM, the document's in RAM. So every RAM is important. The amount of RAM that's being used is important. You also then have disk. And sometimes on this first screen, the disk utilization is not reported accurately. You have to go to the second one, which on Windows 11 is the second tab over. But on Windows 10 is the second tab over. Windows 11 is the second tab down. And you can actually go and look at the CPU. You can look at the RAM. You can see the usage. And you can then see your C drive and your D drive. You know, you probably only have one drive on your computer. But most people only have one drive. But you see that mine is actually very low. Occasionally it's spiking up as you know, probably one drive might be accessing and it might be backing up data or something. But typically with an SSD drive, this is going to be staying very low. And actually, I'm actually recording this show, and that is actually going to my SSD drive over there, and OneDrive may be accessing as well. So periodically, my you see that some utilization. But what we see on a lot of computers that have platter hard drives, when you turn on the computer, until, sometimes 10, 15 minutes, you'll see this hard drive, this graph, actually at 100%. What that means is that the hard drive is actually working as fast as it can. It's being asked to get data. It's being asked to, because when you turn on your computer, Windows loads. You have a whole bunch of programs that load in the background. You have all this stuff that's going on. And what you actually have to do is that hard drive has to pull that data off of the drive and get it into RAM so that these programs can run. And one thing you can do is reduce the amount of programs that are running at startup. Some of them that are running at startup, you might not need to have running at startup. But what we're seeing quite often is when the computer is first turned on, sometimes for 5, 10, 15 minutes. In fact, some computers even take 5 minutes to get to the desktop. But we're seeing 5, 10, 15 minutes, the hard drive at 100%. Anytime you do anything, the hard drive going to 100%. You launch a web browser, the hard drive goes to 100%. What's happening is the drive is giving the information to the computer as fast as it can, but it's not fast enough. And that's causing the slowdown. So if you look at a task manager, and we can help you with this, by the way. We actually had a customer that called up, and he said, I need a new processor. And we said, okay, well, why do you need a new processor? He said, well, my computer's too slow. So we actually logged into his computer remotely. We did a remote session, and we looked at his processor utilization, and it was low. He actually had a fairly fast processor. He had an AMD Ryzen 7, and it wasn't as new as the one I just got, but it wasn't as fast as the one I just got, but his was definitely adequate. We were seeing low CPU utilization. His RAM was looking good. But we saw the hard drive was at 100%, and we said, hey, listen, this is what you need. You need a new drive. You need to get an SSD drive. He brought in the computer. We put in an SSD drive, and he called us back, and he was just so thankful, so really ecstatic that his computer was performing fast enough. Now, if we had just said, hey, you know what? The customer's right. The customer always knows. The customer says he needs a new processor. Well, we'll look and search it out and see what processors the motherboard supports. And he actually did have a motherboard that would have supported a newer processor. So we could have, potentially gotten him a newer, faster processor. And his computer would still be slow. And he would be saying, this is bad. I spent all this money, and no one likes to spend money and be worse shape or the same shape. Or, maybe you're in better shape, but you're marginally better because the problem really wasn't resolved. Because the problem in this case, that customer's case, was not the processor. It was the hard drive. So we were able to upgrade his drive. By doing a diagnostics, we were able to see, and he paid us a little bit of money to check out his system. We saw that the problem was not the processor, it was the drive. We upgraded the drive, and then we were able at that point to go ahead and make sure that the system was his system was performing well. So the money that he spent, which really might have cost less money than a new processor would have cost. He actually spent money that actually accomplished something, and he was able to have much greater performance. Now, one of the things that the reason that I'm talking about this is, as we're talking about new computers, it may be that your computer would be fast enough for you if you simply upgraded the hard drive. In fact, if you have a fast processor and you have adequate amount of RAM and you have a platter drive, upgrading your hard drive would get you a faster, more capable computer than if you were to go out and spend the same amount of money on a new computer. Because if you spend the same amount of money that it costs to upgrade your computer to an SSD drive on a new computer, you're either going to get a computer that's slower than the one you already have in most cases, or you're going to get a computer that's actually quick but has a drive that's so small that you can't store anything on it. You're going to have to subscribe to cloud storage or use thumb drives to store all of your data, because you're not going to have any room to store the data. Also, if you actually want to and you're going to need to install Windows updates, you're probably going to need to plug in a USB drive, because the computers aren't coming with enough. Those cheap computers that have solid state drives, they're actually not coming with enough storage space to do a Windows update. And so and sometimes the drive is actually soldered to the motherboard. We have a computer in our shop right now that has a bad motherboard. In fact, we have two of them in our shop right now. Bad motherboard, and it has the hard drive is actually soldered to the motherboard. So this is really bad, because the customer has data on that drive. They didn't back up their data. And by the way, you always want to back up your data. You never want to be without having your data backed up. You want to back up your data at all times. Extremely, extremely important to back up the data on your computer. So you never know when you might have a failure, and it could be a failure of the drive. And SSD drives have problems every now and then. It's not often, and we really haven't seen it very, very often at all. Most of the time that we see it with a cheap SSD drive that an off-brand, that really something that we would never use. But, you know, sometimes people go on and they get something on their own, or they might buy a computer on Amazon that, you know, hey, it has good specs. Look at this. It has an SSD drive. You know, it's been refurbished. And, well, let me tell you something. A lot of times those refurbishers, I mean, you're buying that computer for a really low price. And a lot of times they're putting in the cheapest SSD drive they can get. But back to what we're talking about here. You want to see whether your computer would be, significantly faster. If your computer would be significantly faster with an SSD drive, you're much better off, as long as everything else meets your standards, meets your needs, then in most cases, upgrading to an SSD drive will be the way to go, because that will actually help you perform fast, and you're not going to have to go out and spend money on a new computer. Because if you go out and spend money on a new computer, you're either going to have to spend significantly more, maybe twice as much as it would cost you to upgrade your computer, or you may actually get out there and spend the same amount of money and get a computer that's either slower than the one you already have. By the way, even if you get a great deal, if you get a computer that's slower than the one you already have, in my opinion, that's not a great deal. You're wasting your money. Or you're going to get a computer that may be quick but doesn't have any storage space. You can't store anything. You're not going to have room for your files. You're going to have to actually use cloud storage. And you know, are you that's another subscription. So, you know, we may be able, and we can help you. We can help you determine that. We can actually look at your system and see, well, you know, this computer would be faster, much significantly faster with an SSD drive. And we can help you with all of that. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website at fasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for a Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back ready to answer your questions. And we do have a question that came in right around the break, maybe a little bit before the end of the break, from Facebook. And we want to answer that question. And that's from Frank. He's asking, He's saying, "Hi, Brian. What's a good name brand for SSD?" So if you're out there and you're in the market for an SSD drive, the industry standard, the best, in my opinion, is Samsung. And you know, Samsung has several different model lines, but Samsung drives are the best. One of the things to note is, again, as I mentioned, if you buy a refurbished computer, or even sometimes even a new computer on Amazon or one of these sites like that, sometimes they will put, in fact, even on new computers, sometimes they'll add RAM, they'll add an SSD drive or replace the platter drive with an SSD drive. They're going to use cheap parts, very cheap, you know, not even, you know, I mean, we've seen... In fact, on our bench, one of our benches here, a lot of times we save parts and we kind of accumulate things. But we actually have a drive, a brand that we've never heard of until we came out and serviced this computer that was in a business, and it had a cheap SSD drive. Again, name brand we've never heard of before. I don't think we've ever seen it since then. Maybe we have, but anyway, this drive was dead, and so we actually had to go ahead and replace that. One of the things, and what that meant, because it was totally dead, that meant that we had to do a clean install of Windows. We had to install all their software. We had to reconfigure everything. We had to install their network printers. You know, for a consumer, there's a lot that needs to be done. But when you have a business and you have a whole bunch of different programs that run, and especially if this is a computer that other computers get data from, and maybe it's the master computer, that stores, you know, it functions as a server for a particular program. It can be quite extensive. So that's one thing that you want to make sure you get a good drive. So Frank, it's a great question. Samsungs are the best. Now there are some different models of Samsungs, and they do have the Evo model, which is less expensive, EVO. And that's less expensive than their Pro model. Their Pro model is the best, it's the fastest, and also has twice the warranty. By the way, all of these drives, any of the Samsung SSD drives, have a much longer warranty than you would get with a platter drive. They're much more, not only are they much faster, but they're also much more reliable as well. So this is something that you can actually... it'll actually help you in performance, but also in reliability as well. So going up to the Samsung Pro is the best, but really, in fact, I bought Pro drives for my laptop. My previous laptop, I bought Evos because, you know, they're less expensive and they were fast enough for me. But I did buy Pros. I got a good deal on some Pros and got those in my system. I was actually going to use Evos, but I decided to use Pro on my system. One thing to note, there are also, you also want to make sure that you get the right size drive for your computer. There's some drives are 2.5 inch wide, and that's the typical laptop size drive. But then a newer format is NVMe, and the NVMe are really skinny. It's really kind of like a RAM module, but it's even smaller than a RAM module. But these drives have a significant amount of storage space on them. You're looking at anywhere from, you know, on the low end, really low end, like 64 gigabytes, but really the ones that we sell are 250 gigabytes and up. They go up on the NVMe up to 2 terabyte. And 2 terabyte is 2,000 gigabytes. Really, you're looking at getting the right size. We actually had a customer that came in the shop a few weeks ago that wanted us to install RAM in his computer, and he wanted us to install a hard drive, an SSD drive in his computer, and he had the parts. And as I pulled the RAM out, I said, "Wow, that's interesting.
This manufacturer uses the same size box for a laptop memory as the box that would be for a desktop. That's odd. And then I opened the box and I saw this is desktop memory. And he was wanted us to put it in a laptop. We said, well, we can't really do this. We have to, you know, we have to get laptop RAM. And I don't recall whether we had laptop RAM for his system. You know, a lot of times laptop RAM we order. We didn't really have that. But then he actually had a 2.5-inch drive. We opened up his computer. His computer didn't have a 2.5-inch slot. So some of the computers, you know, if you bought a computer that's, say, 3 years ago or older, chances are you have a 2.5-inch slot. In fact, that was the standard. But, if you buy a computer today, most likely there's no 2.5-inch slot. My computer has two NVMe slots. So he actually had an NVMe slot on his computer, but not a 2.5-inch slot. And by the way, he had gone to a major retailer to buy these parts. The retailer, I believe he might have even bought the computer at the retailer's place. He bought the parts. They told him, yes, these are for, they looked it up for his computer. And they said, these are the parts for your computer. Unbelievable. Because, you know what? Sometimes the people that work in some of these stores don't really know. This is just a little secret here. Sometimes they don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes, they might have maybe just a tad bit more knowledge than a bag boy at a grocery store. And by the way, you might have a bag boy at the grocery store that might know more than them about technology and computers. So no offense to any bag boys at grocery stores, but really, he bought these parts and they didn't work. Well, we actually had a NVMe drive that we used for him and in his computer, and we did get him up. We got him running. So you want to make sure you get the right drive for your computer as well. And also, when you're looking at these drives, Samsung has moved away from the Evo in their new line. They just have, if you're going with the NVMe, they have a 980 and a 980 Pro. And interestingly enough, the 980 is not as fast as the 970 Evo. So it's really and how do I know that? Well, you can go over to remember I was talking about the cpu.userbenchmark.com. Well, User Benchmark has an SSD .userbenchmark.com, and you can actually type in the model number of one drive and compare it to the model of another drive, and you can also compare the Pro to the Evo or the Pro to just the 980. They also, by the way, Samsung also has a QVO model. And the QVO model uses slower memory. And the slower memory, by the way, is used in a lot of other brands of SSDs. They may be quick, much faster than a platter drive, but they're not as fast as the type of memory that's used in the Evo or the Pro drives. And, so the QVOs, they are a budget SSD drive. And one of the things I've seen on the 2.5-inch format, they actually do have some drives that are up in the 4-terabyte range. So you can actually get a 4-terabyte. I've even seen 8-terabyte SSD drives. They're very expensive. I thought about buying them in the past when I'm on my old computer. I'm glad I didn't, because I wouldn't be able to use it in this new computer. It would be totally worthless. So what I have is I actually have two 2-terabyte drives. Most people aren't going to need that. And one of the things you want to do also when you're looking at a drive is determine, we showed this a little bit last week, but I'll show it again. I'll switch over to a full screen and I'll show how to actually determine how much space you're actually using on your drive. So we're going to hold down the Windows key on the keyboard. That's the key that looks like a 4-pane window. If your computer came and shipped when Windows 7 was out, or your keyboard shipped with Windows 7, you might have a Windows flag. It looks like
a flag that also has a four-pane window on it. And we're going to hold this down and press E for Explorer. With Windows 10 and Windows 11, you can also click on the File folder at the bottom of on the taskbar. Unless you've moved your taskbar to another place, it'll be on the bottom. You can also click Start. And with Windows 10, you can go up to Documents and click on that. It's a little bit, I'm going to have to see how to do that here. I mean, you probably can do a search on Windows 11, but Windows 7, you also can click Start and you can actually go to My Computer. But what you're going to want to do is click on this PC on the left-hand side. That'll show you the drives that you have on your computer. You can right-click on your C drive. That's probably your primary drive, and it probably, in most cases, is going to be your only drive. Right-click, that'll bring up a pop-up window, and then go down to Properties and left-click. That'll bring up a little bit of a pie chart, and it'll also show you how much space you're using. And now you notice also there's, on the right side, it shows you how much gigabytes. But then on the left side, it shows you a different number that's actually larger. And you want to go with the number on the left side. And the reason that is that a kilobyte, so you have bytes, and then you have kilobytes, which is technically 1,024 bytes. But hard drive manufacturers round that down to 1,000. And then the next step up is megabytes, which is 1,000 kilobytes. The next step up is gigabytes, which is 1,000 megabytes. And then you go to terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes. So once you get to that level, you know, as you start to multiply times a million, times a billion, that extra 24 bytes every kilobyte, you know, adds up. And you can see when you're looking at 309 gigabytes used, on the other side, it's actually only 287, but configuring or calculating based on hard drive storage, it's 309 gigabytes. So that's what I'm using on my C drive. And if I were using a C drive, then, you know, with this, I would not be able to use a 250. I would need to go with a 500 gigabyte, or I would need to go with a 1 terabyte, or maybe I could put some of that in the cloud with OneDrive or something else. But that's one of the things you want to do, because these drives are more expensive per gigabyte than a platter drive. So you don't want to buy something that's bigger than what you need, but you also don't want to buy something that's smaller than what you need either. So that's definitely a good question, Frank, and hopefully everyone got something out of that, and we'll have to look at navigating in Windows 11.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show, or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of fasterpc.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO.
The title to tomorrow's sermon is, What Role Should the Government Play in Natural Disaster Relief? Part 8.
You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
Don't you know about the Faster PC?
Solves computer problems. They say this is the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because God sent His only begotten Son into the world. He came as a babe in a manger, but ended His life dying on the cross so that your sins and my sins can be forgiven. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I invite you to repent of your sins and cry out to God for salvation through Jesus Christ.